Calling all lovers of mystery, prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor ministro, ¿dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wolf Rider Productions and Realm present ElfQuest, Journey to Sorrow's End, directed by Fred Greenhalgh, Episode 9.
After Bearclaw's howl, something of a new order begins for the Wolf Riders. One of their first discoveries is that the hunt is quite different in the desert, where apart from the stately hump-shouldered Zwoots, who are protected by the village, there is precious little game to eat. So the elves find themselves in the peculiar situation of competing with their wolf companions for food. Word of this has reached a village elder, Minya, who visits the Wolf Riders with the strangest suggestion.
You would like us to eat plants?
It's not such a strange idea. It's only because of the way you're saying it.
But plants, that's what our food eats.
Come now, One-Eye. Hear what she has to say. Perhaps you might learn something.
Well, hold on.
Yes, Redlands?
Well, when game is scarce, green growing things like mushrooms, berries, and nuts will fill your belly, but there are none here. Anyway, they alone can't make you strong like good red meat can.
Of all your tribe, Redlands, you seem to have the most open mind. Tell you what, place a friendly wager?
What?
I'll make a plant grower out of you before a cycle of the greater moon is done. And you'll like it.
Or what?
Or I'll catch and dress you a game hare myself.
Agreed.
I see a delicious sinewy chew ahead for you, tribe mate.
Oh, shush. Wait, Redlands. I'll come down to the village, too. This I must see.
So begins another morning in this blossoming tale of the Sunfolk and the Wolf Riders, each tribe learning equally from the other. Taking in the customs of a peaceful agrarian life, however, proves easier for some than others.
How's this spot? It's lain fallow this past season, but should be good for planting.
Yeah, this should do nicely, Minya. There you go, little one.
After digging a small hole, Redlance surprises Minya by taking a seed from his belt pouch and planting it.
What's that?
It's a little something I brought with me.
I can't promise your woodland seeds will take root in our soil.
Let's see what happens.
Are you? You're only planting the one seed?
For now.
But you want to plant more than that. I can show you how to arrange the rows if you'd like. I have other seeds I can...
There.
Redlands, dear. You are not listening. A seed takes time to grow after it is planted. You cannot make it sprout simply by staring at it. It sprouted. How?
He has a gift for talking to green growing things. Seems Sorrow's End has brought it out in full.
The magic ability to grow things is one of the old powers. How long have you
had it? It only just came to me. Some of us wolf riders do have a little magic, sending and such. I should tell you about how Chief Discoodtree shaped our holt in the before time.
And look at his beaming smile. He's lost the bet.
Well, who likes to eat skinny old desert hare anyway?
Skywise, normally alone in his curiosity about the workings of the heavens, finds a mentor in Suntoucher. Observing that the sightless elder treks daily before sunrise up to the Bridge of Destiny, Skywise asks to tag along. Suntoucher is only too glad to accept the company.
And you climb up here every morning?
As weather permits. I am not so agile as your young chief.
Your daughter's healing powers are the strongest I've ever seen. And why don't you have her restore your sight?
Because the sun teaches me more as I am. Wind, rain, the times to plant and harvest. The day star governs the rhythm of our lives. And I interpret the sun's voice for my people.
You called the sun a star. And wouldn't it be something if it turned out that all the stars were suns?
Wouldn't it just? Now, see it.
See it? But you said you couldn't...
Close your eyes, dear Skywise, and perhaps you'll see it as I do.
Oh. Wow.
Indeed.
Yet, though the two very different tribes grow closer, for some the memories of the Holt are too green to be let go. They find Sorrow's End a place of frustration and puzzlement.
I don't like it. Cutter's ribs are starting to stick out like bare branches. That Lita's got him so turned around he forgets to eat or sleep.
I don't see why she's making such a fuss. Just because they've recognized doesn't mean they must remain life mates past the raising of their cub.
Most do, Moonshade. Recognition's power is in the sharing of soul names. Such deep and lasting trust can't help but unite a pair in love.
But not always. Once new life is growing in her, Lita and Cutter's need will pass, and they'll have a child to show for it. A healer of her stature surely knows what recognition is for.
Maybe she doesn't. These elves have lost their ability to send. Perhaps recognition is unknown to them as well.
Nah, they hardly seem like elves at all.
Clearbrook, come sit. I'll braid your hair.
Thanks, beloved.
True, they have few enough little ones. But how did they even come to be if the sun folk spurn recognition?
I don't know. Ow! One eye? Stop pulling.
Stop shaking your head, then.
There's always been too few of us. Children born of recognition are strong. They have the best chance to survive. That's what it truly comes down to. It's selfish to refuse.
Cutter told me recognition is like sitting on a thorn bush, gulping dream berries with a bug up your nose. And it's supposed to be good for you? I hope I never go through it.
It's not so bad as all that.
Oh, only resisting makes you sick.
But Mother, you and Father were already lovemates before you recognized.
Love is much more pleasant. Think of Nightfall and Redlance. They haven't recognized.
No. But they might. And I'm sure they would welcome it.
Mm. Well, hopefully Lita will come to her senses soon, for Cutter's sake and her own.
To the humans, cook fires with what she wants. Lita demands choice, but there is none. Recognition is recognition.
Oh. No.
So much of what they believe to be the order of their lives has already been dashed by unexpected change. Though unsettling to think, much less speak it, the Wolf Riders wonder, does even recognition now go by new rules?
Strange looking beast.
We call them Zwoots. There are five in the village now. Reg brought each one from the canyon near Smoking Mountain. That may be where he is now. I hope he returns soon.
Do you really miss him? Or are you afraid you might forget him?
He's my good friend, Cutter.
Then let him stay your friend. Look, two handfuls of water. Join them together, and the water becomes one with itself. That's how you and I are meant to be, Lita. Joined forever.
Forever? Without love? What then?
Who says that we...
Shade and sweet water to you both this glorious morning.
Oh, Shinshin.
Don't mind us, sister. We're off to fetch lizard eggs before the day grows too hot.
Shade and sweet water.
Cutter, don't go. Sun bless me. Did I say something wrong?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
I might just as well talk to you. Exactly. His words make no more sense to me than the huffs and snorts of a Zwoot.
Lita, can I help somehow?
Nightfall, of all your people, are you my friend?
Of course. You saved Red Lance's life. I'll never forget that. Never.
Then you must tell me, what is a soul name?
What is a soul name?
I must know what it means.
But Lita, it's the greatest gift a Wolf Rider has to give. Surely you must. Oh. It's a word, a sound, a knowing. Different for each. That's the sum of all you are inside. It's the deepest secret Your soul name guards your inmost self from unwanted sending. It's a barrier that can't be crossed, except by recognition. When that happens, both souls reveal their truth at once in complete trust, holding back nothing.
Complete trust? But then...
You'll find out. Cutter is... What's that?
Smoking Mountain.
Great Sun!
Sun Toucher, what is it?
You have a keen-eyed scout among you, do you not?
Yes, but why?
Call him. Now.
Very well.
It's nice and cool here, away from the heat of day.
Only to bask in the warmth of you. Recognition. Who needs it?
I'll never need more than this. I swear it, lovemate.
So sweet. Your scent, the feel of you.
Oh, it's Skywise. He wants you.
Guess I'd better go. One last nuzzle?
Now, or you never will.
He's coming. But why the worry about the noise from Smoky Mountain? It can't hurt us. Back in the Hult, you could see one just like it from the treetops, and all it ever did was belch up some clouds now and then.
The danger is not from the mountain itself. It's from the effect the noise may have.
I'm here, Skywise. What's going on?
Scouter, you must be the eyes for the village, since Rayek is not here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a shallow canyon near the base of Smoking Mountain. Tell me if you see any movement there.
I'll try. I see white rocks and bushes. And a scavenger bird. And dust. By the father tree? It's a stampede!
As the rumbling sounds descend on the Sun Village, daily life comes to a sudden halt.
Stampede! Stampede! It's the volcano! Hitbercane!
Redlands, our lesson for today is done.
But I've got another seed going. Don't you want to watch?
We need to get to the caves.
Young ones, friends, elders, with me!
I don't understand. It's only a noise.
You'll see, child. This way!
Within the cave dens of the Wolf Riders, there is no sense of brewing calamity. Only Cutter and his brooding thoughts.
That bad, is it, lad? What am I going to do, Tree Stump? I can't court Lita. Every time I get near her, I need her. The way green things need rain. I'm hers and she's mine, whether we like it or not. Why wouldn't she accept that?
Well, my guess is Lita likes to be in charge of herself.
So do I! Does she think I'd take a mate from outside my own pack if I were free to choose? It's recognition.
Well, it scares her. But I've got reason to believe your troubles aren't as bad as you think. You didn't notice, but I did. We had a visitor listening in on Bearclaw's howl. She...
Refuge! Protect the children!
What's going on?
I'd be cursed if I know.
Shenshin! What's this all about?
Don't worry, we have plenty of time. It is lucky that Scouter was here to do Rake's job.
Time? For what?
Lita! Come on, in this cave!
Guess you mean well, but I don't think putting us up in the same cave is going to help.
Well, certainly not if you're just going to leave.
Scouter!
Cutter! Cutter! I saw them!
What's going on?
Zwoots! There's a whole big herd!
All that noise scared them up from their canyon.
They're headed this way! They'll smash things to bits!
It's a long way under the blazing sun. They could tire out or turn aside before they get here.
You don't know how strong Zwoots are.
Or how stupid They will get here.
Nothing stops them unless they plow head-on into something they can't knock over.
You should have seen my garden after the last time they stampeded.
What? You mean this has happened before?
Once in a great while, young chief. Only Rayek has the power to tame the beasts. And even he can only calm one at a time. When the entire herd panics, all we can do is get out of their way.
So, you'll just let these lumbering scrub-eaters kick holes in your houses and tear up your crops? You won't try to stop them?
What would you suggest, Wolf Rider? Annette?
Annette? But how do you know? No matter. Sorrow's End is our home, too. And we Wolf Riders fight to protect our territory. We'll turn the herd before it reaches the village and have fresh meat tonight in the bargain. Ready, Wolf Riders?
Look, here they come.
It is such a wonder. The entire ferocious pack comes at one call.
Perhaps we should go into the caves until they've gone.
Yes. Oh, there he is. Hello. My friend, my good friend. Oh, look at you.
Do you see what I mean, Mother? The Wolf Riders can seem as innocent and gentle as children, but then they are able to greet savage predators as they would playmates. Both kind and yet dangerous. I don't understand them.
There's two sides to their nature, it's true.
Nightrunner, my old friend. Oh, you've grown so thin in this sandy place. Hang on, though you may be, you've got some strength in you yet.
Yes, friend, yes. Today we hunt.
Look, I found ropes in one of the huts. Now we can catch the beasts as well as turn them.
Dewshine, you're not going with them, are you?
Of course.
But it's not a maiden's place to...
What? Why not?
Well, because...
Shame on you, Lita. Don't you know your own mind? About anything?
She is so delicate, Mother. I wish I could have convinced her to stay.
What would you suggest, Kitling? Annette?
Mother.
You don't seem worried about your mother and father, little Dart.
I just want to go with them. They're having fun.
Fun? The infant talks as if the hunt is play.
I can't wait till I get to go.
Here, Gutter, put this on. It's from Lita. She says you're hot-headed enough as it is.
She sent this for me.
She's watching you from up there, so make sure she sees you wrap it right.
Does it mean what I hope it does, Skywise?
One can hope.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.
You've been listening to ElfQuest, the audio movie, a Wolf Rider Productions podcast presented by Realm, directed by Fred Greenhalgh, developed by Warp Graphics, Diegez Media, and Blue Jay Atlantic in association with the Fantasy Network. Based on ElfQuest, created by Wendy Peeney and Richard Peeney, script by Alexander Danner, James Leva, and Fred Greenhalgh. Creative consultant, Wendy Peeney. Creative producers, Jay Woodward and Fred Greenhalgh. Executive producers Wendy Pini and Richard Pini. Starring Cree Summer as Sava, Aaron Douglas as Tree Stump, Lisa Renee Pitts as Minya and Tura, Jonathan Woodward as One Eye and Woodlock, Claire Kramer as Clearbrook and Rainsong, Hugo Pierre Martin as Redlands, Amber Benson as Nightfall, Azok Chow as Skywise, Tim Russ as Sun Toucher, Sarah Fuzzle as Moonshade, Wilfred L. as Strongbow, Thomas Trin as Scouter, Nicole Maines as Dewshine, Alejandro Saab as Cutter, Divinity Rocks as Lita, Yasha Jackson as Shenshen and Malene, Abby Ekneser as Rufel, Brendan Lee Mulligan as Pike, Cassidy Kasten as Dart, Damon Lums and Kola Malik as Villagers, and Pun Bandu as Rayek. Casting by Stephanie Clapper Casting, CSA. Original score and composition by Frank Schulmeier. Dialogue editing by Jason DeWald and Remy Dickinson. Sound design by Frank Schulmeier and Rory O'Shea. Final mix and master by Rory O'Shea. Post-production supervisor, Fred Greenhalgh. ASL version produced by The Knack Factory. Find it using the link in the metadata of this podcast. Thank you to our Early Bird, Kickstarter, and BackerKit backers, without whom this production would not be possible. Thank you so much, everybody. Special thanks to Sandy Resnick for helping travelers find each other along the way. Learn more and follow the adventure at elfquest.com/audio-movie. That's elfquest.com/audio-movie.